Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, by Eben Alexander, M.D. Read by the author.
My eyes popped open. In the darkness of our bedroom, I focused on the red glow of the bedside clock. 4:30 a.m., an hour before I'd usually wake up for the 70-minute drive from our house in Lynchburg, Virginia, to the Focused Ultrasound Surgery Foundation in Charlottesville, where I worked. My wife, Holly, was still sleeping soundly beside me. After spending almost 20 years in academic neurosurgery in the greater Boston area, I'd moved with Holly and the rest of our family to the Highlands of Virginia 2 years earlier, in 2006. Holly and I met in October 1977, 2 years after both of us had left college. Holly was working toward her master's in fine arts, and I was in medical school. She'd been on a couple of dates with my college roommate, Vic. One day, he brought her by to meet me, probably to show her off. As they were leaving, I told Holly to come back any time, adding that she shouldn't feel obliged to bring Vic. On our first true date, we drove to a party in Charlotte, North Carolina, 2.5 hours each way by car. Holly had laryngitis, so I had to do 99% of the talking both ways. It was easy. We were married in June 1980 at St. Thomas's Episcopal Church in Windsor, North Carolina, and soon after moved into the Royal Oaks Apartments in Durham, where I was a resident in surgery at Duke. Our place was far from royal, and I don't recall spotting any oaks there either. We had very little money, but we were both so busy and so happy to be together that we didn't care. One of our first vacations was a springtime camping tour of North Carolina's beaches. Spring is no-see-um, the biting midge, bug season in the Carolinas, and our tent didn't offer much protection from them. We had plenty of fun just the same. Swimming in the surf one afternoon at Ocracoke, I devised a way to catch the blue shell crabs that were scuttling about at my feet. We took a big batch over to the Pony Island Motel where some friends were staying and cooked them up on a grill. There was plenty to share with everyone. Despite all our cutting corners, it wasn't long till we found ourselves distressingly low on cash. We were staying with our best friends, Bill and Patty Wilson, and on a whim decided to accompany them to a night of bingo. Bill had been going every Thursday of every summer for 10 years, and he had never won. It was Holly's first time playing bingo. Call it beginner's luck or divine intervention, but she won $200, which felt like $5,000 to us. The cash extended our trip and made it much more relaxed. I earned my MD in 1980, just as Holly earned her degree and began a career as an artist and teacher. I performed my first solo brain surgery at Duke in 1981.